You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, scientists think they found a new possible way of fighting high blood pressure. This is kind of cool. We're going to be talking about it, especially since we just talked about in the previous show how half of you have no idea that you even have high blood pressure. So by the time we figure it out, we got some problems. So the more ways they could figure out how to battle high blood pressure, the better. So we're going to talk about that. We also need to talk about this poly pill that may make treating your blood pressure risk of heart disease a hell of a lot easier. I'm excited about that because I can't get people to take one pill, let alone four. Then I also want to talk about how a study has come out saying that at least a quarter of us could prevent the heart attack and stroke pretty easily. All right? I mean, it's not that hard, but the fact that we have that huge a percent of us, a lot of you think, you know what, it's genetic. My dad had a heart attack. Grandpa had a stroke. I'm going to get it. No, according to the CDC, 1 in 4 deaths from cardiovascular disease is very easy to prevent. Okay? I'm surprised it's not even higher. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, this was an interesting story that I want to bring up to you because this is kind of scary. You had a bunch of girls playing, right, in the pool in the backyard. All right? This group ended up in the intensive care unit. All right? All they were doing was kind of splashing around in the pool, playing in the backyard, right? We want them to play outside. We want the kids to have fun. Well, what happened to them? Well, they suffered from second-degree burns. But the kicker to this is I guess they were playing with a lime tree. Or they had limes from a neighbor's tree. So they were squeezing the fruits. They were splashing in the juice. I know, lime, but the lime and the coconut. I don't know if there was any alcohol involved. I think these were just like 12-year-old, 9-year-old girls, whatever. And I guess there was this hypersensitivity reaction between the lime juice and the sun causing a phytophotodermatitis. That's what it's called. It's a chemical reaction to the lime juice that makes bare skin hypersensitive to UV light. Now, this was just in California. So many of them, of these girls, they have blisters, peeling skin, etc. And all they were doing was playing outside and splashing around with fruit. Now, even though the summer is ending in some parts of the country, for most of us, we're still dealing with heat, right? Just got through the Labor Day weekend. And so, you know, we still could get our summer fruits. That's how I know summer's over, when the price of the fruit goes up. Okay, because in Vegas, it's kind of hot until Thanksgiving. So, you know what we have? Okay, it starts to cool. I mean, it gets cold after Thanksgiving, but it maybe the temperature gets really nice around October. I love October in Vegas because right now it's still kind of hot. And then it gets nice for about February, March in Vegas, but then you have allergies. So my favorite month in terms of weather in Las Vegas is like October. But anyway, you got a lot of summer fruits. You got your watermelon, you got your grapes, you got your plums, you got your nectarines, etc. But any of those fruits, it doesn't have to be just the acidic citrus fruits, like the lime and the lemons, could do this. So just if your kids are kind of splashing each other with that, I mean, make sure they have their sunscreen on or some sort of covering. And also, I mean, that's really not a smart thing to do because you get, you know, the ascorbic acid in your eye, okay, and that could be damaging, you know, but that's what kids do. I mean, I'd rather they play outside and not play video games, but I also don't want them in the ICU with burns. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another story I'd wanted to talk about in the previous show was how many managers, when they're hiring you, will look at some of your body art and discriminate against you. And I guess there was a study out of the University of St. Andrews where they found, the researchers found that a stigma still surrounds tattoos. Even though tattoos now have increased in popularity, many tattoos have different meanings now, that you still have employers that will discriminate against it. See, to me, it's just commonplace. I mean, everybody I know has a tat. It doesn't strike me as odd at all. It just, to me, that seems to be the norm these days. But have any of you noticed that you've been discriminated against because of your tattoo? And what was the tattoo of? You know, I mean, there was a time when tattoos, you know, because remember, you know, back in like, you know, World War II, you know, many of these tattoos were very patriotic. I told you about that, right? How I would love looking at my veterans when I was working at the Sepulveda VA, doing my dermatology, or working at the VA at UCLA. I mean, so patriotic. You had the American flag, the USO girls. You had the bald eagle. One guy, he had the whole bald eagle across his back. How cool is that? I mean, you know, the pride, right? Okay. Then tattoos kind of started to make a change during the Vietnam time, where they got a little bit more booby-licious and the little bit more skull and crossbones. And yeah, I could see where it started to kind of take a path that was, seemed to be, you know, maybe a little bit more, yeah, some of you would say cool, some of you would say a little bit more, I don't know, I don't want to use the word devilish, but you know where, you know what word I'm looking for, because I can't figure it out. Okay, right, and then you start to see more of the art. Okay, people would do a rose. People would do, you know, their girlfriend's names in the 70s and all that. And then now you're starting to see full body. And you know, tattoos used to be, you know, a sign of pride. I mean, it was done in Nazi Germany to identify you. We don't want to think about that. You know, but now it's art, it's expressionism, and it's absolutely gorgeous. All right? So what do you do if you're getting discriminated against by a future boss? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
La 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 la. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all. Why can't I la la la? This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And we have big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. You know, if any of you la la la'd a little bit more, maybe you wouldn't be so damn grumpy, wouldn't be giving me the finger when I drive to work. Just la 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 once in a while for crying out loud. Thomas writes, now, okay, we were talking about tattoos and how many employers will still discriminate against you with a tattoo. Thomas writes, doctor, this happened to me. I was hired for a job. During the interview, I wore a shirt and tie, but once hired on, you wear their uniform, which is a short sleeve shirt. One day into my job, I was let go. The only thing I could think is my tattoo. It extends along the length of my arm. My wife thinks she could cover it up with makeup, but am I just limited to doing a job that requires shirt and tie? And then he goes on. It's weird. I don't even think about this kind of stuff happening, you know, until I read an article or you guys are telling me. I mean, that's crazy. You get hired for a job and then you get let go a day into it. I mean, I believe them. I mean, it's really hard to stink that bad on your first day. We've never fired anybody on the first day, right? Unless, of course, they don't show up. I mean, usually in the interview, if you're good enough to pass the interview, it's really rare that you would stink that bad the first day. I mean, you're learning. So, I mean, I believe, you know, maybe he did get fired because of the tattoo. By the way, I will probably in the next hour, I want to go through some of the history of the tattoos, like what happened in ancient Egypt and stuff like that. Pretty cool stuff on how they did the tattoos and when they used the tattoos. So I'm gonna go into that in the next hour. But this is what I suggest. If you guys have a lot of body art and ink, and it's you. You know, it's who you are. And so I wouldn't try to hide it. Okay, I mean, I understand this is a recession, et cetera, but you don't need to get a job, go through the hiring process, only for somebody then to let you go. I mean, yes, you can cover up tattoos with makeup. There are ways to do it. I've seen that online. I guess there's ways to do the foundation and the primer. And I mean, yeah, there are ways to do it. I mean, and you could even lie, even if it doesn't get covered up entirely. You could say, oh, I'm having the tattoo removed. I apologize for some of the staining, whatever. But what I would probably do is you need to find a job. Look, not only do you need a job for money, okay, and to feed your family, but hopefully at this stage in the game, you could also find a job that you want to be at. And I know this is very difficult because we're in this depression, recession that we're in, but, and I want to call it depression because I'm depressed about it. But, you know, ideally, you want to like your job too. You know, I mean, I found it very, very difficult being a Sunday school teacher. Now, I loved being a Sunday school teacher, but I couldn't be myself when I was a Sunday school teacher. And one of the very first days I was teaching Sunday school, out came a cuss word. Apparently the kids, something was going on with paper mache. We had to do something with paper mache. It was a bunch of fourth graders. And I guess something happened with the blender. They were blending the wet, soggy paper, and something happened with the outlet. And I said, oh, and I said the S word. And I go, all right, well, let me hear. Nobody touch it. Let me do this, you know, whatever. And then I noticed that the class was quiet. And so I figured maybe all of a sudden they were working or really into their work, and they were all standing there and their jaw dropped. I didn't realize I had said a bad word. Now, yes, I would love to teach Sunday school. It was fun. But I have come to grips that I probably couldn't be a career Sunday school teacher. Because, unfortunately, every now and then a bad word, I never say the Lord's name in vain, but a bad word will come out. It happens. Okay? I could never be what else could I not be? I could probably never be a politician. I think the lobbyists would drive me crazy. I think the liberals would drive me crazy. I apologize. I couldn't be a politician. I mean, remember, you're at this point now where you only have one life to live. So make sure it's a job that you like, and make sure it's a job that you could be yourself in. You need to be yourself. So what I would recommend is when you do interview, okay, you wear your shirt and tie, etc. Okay? And I mean, now, if it's a type of job where you're always going to be in a suit or a shirt and tie, well, that's not a big deal. But if the uniform is going to be short sleeve, then ask at the interview, is this going to be an issue? I have my ink. This is what it is, you know, and you can even talk about it, get them engaged. I don't want this to hurt my chances of having a job. You know, let's kind of put it out there now. Let's talk about this now. You know, I'm proud of it. And, it's me. I mean, will this be an issue with your uniform? And just know right off the bat, don't even get to the point where they hire you and then, yeah, you know, I mean, I'm sure somebody will say, no, get hired, and then you could sue. But I would just bring it up front, you know. And then if you do notice that you just can't get a job, and that, you know, your tattoo is of a naked woman with big boobies, then you may have to consider a job where it's covered up, I guess. I mean, you know, in some places, you probably couldn't be a Sunday school teacher with a booby tattoo. You want to know what my favorite tattoos are? I think this is brilliant. There are these tattoos where there's a zipper, and the zipper is unzipped, and you see the musculature or the abdominal cavity or whatever underneath the skin. Those tattoos, to me, are so damn cool. That's why I'm just blown away by what they could do with tattoos. You've seen that, right? Where it looks like it's underneath the subcutaneous tissue, like, you know, like it'll be on the back and you'll see, you know, the rhomboids and maybe the quadratus lumborum and whatever else. I mean, it'd be really nice to see some glutes in there. I just think that stuff is way cool, way cool. Okay, but yeah, I mean, there's a chance you probably, you know, may not get it. Same thing with multiple piercings. Remember we had this conversation before a few years back? Some of you had 4 piercings in your ears, but one of your piercings was a big hole. And so you couldn't get a job because even if you took out the ring, you have that big, huge hole in your earlobe and you couldn't get a job. One of my patients came in to try to get that cosmetically sewn up. So I sent him to an ENT and then a cosmetic surgeon. I don't know whatever happened to that, but, he said he couldn't get a job because he had this big, huge hole in his ear from the piercing, which is why kids, okay, you kids out there, will you please listen to your parents and your grandparents? Can you just, okay, when we tell you to not quadruple pierce or get the tongue ring or get the lip piercing because you may not get a job later, you might want to listen to us. We know we're not being square or uncool or maximum zoom dweebs or whatever we used to think our parents were. All right? It's because you guys are going to have to support us later. Okay? Why do you think we're so hard on you, you guys? There's going to be no Medicare. There's going to be no Social Security. You guys right now, you 8-year-olds, you 10-year-olds, you 12-year-olds, you 16-year-olds, you 22-year-olds, you guys are going to be the buttress of our society. And if you can't get a flipping job because you have 7 earrings dangling from your bottom lip, how the hell are you supposed to support us later? And I'm sorry, it is your duty. That's the way this country is built. We put in our dues, we support our elders, then we get elderly and you support us. Okay, the 401 is going to be completely demolished because of Obamanomics. Can we now, instead of, you know how we coined the term Reaganomics, can we just call it Obamanomics? Okay, yes, throw Obamacare in there and anything else he throws, Obamanomics. All right, not going to be any Medicare, no more Social Security. Our 401s are going to be probably worthless. Okay, all right, you guys have to take care of us. You bet your butts we are going to be all in your face on how you should dress and what kind of a job you should get. By the way, another study we need to talk about is how we have, college enrollment is down by 500,000 students. And many people are dropping out of college. All right, now maybe it's because they think, well, it doesn't make sense, okay, because many college grads and professionals lost their jobs anyway. I don't know, but we are going to have a big, huge mess, and somebody's got to take care of us. So pop out those rings and those clips and the studs and whatever the hell you're doing and just get the gosh darn job. And I don't mind tattoos. I love tattoos, but if there's any boobies or phallic symbols, get rid of it. Now, if you do want a job, a Dr. Dahlia show tattoo could probably get you really far if you're thinking about a tat. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This segment of the show is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. Freeze Dry Guy, you can never be too early to be prepared. The food tastes great, very easy to use, very easy to store, not that expensive, and it's yummy. So make sure you guys stock up on your Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up while things are good and lots of yummy dishes. So please check that out. You can go to freezedryguy.com or you can go to my website. Before I move on to some of these new blood pressure treatments and this poly pill that I love saying the word poly pill, many of you helped me out with my hiccup problem yesterday. I cannot believe the overwhelming response on what to do for my hiccups. We're talking about hiccup cures because in the middle of the show, I started having hiccups. Let me quickly just play some of them for you so you guys can learn as well. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, love the show. It's fantastic. My cure for hiccups, I had 3 days of chronic hiccups. I've always laughed at people, but I got them extremely bad, and I tried everything, but what finally worked for me was peanut butter. Love you, Dr. Dahlia. You are the best.
See, you see, I like this one. You see what you do when you call? This is why I play them. Okay, if you talk about how much you love my show, you're definitely in. Okay, it's when you call up going, oh gosh, doctor, really? I got to tell you what to use for hiccups. You totally suck. Just drink some vinegar. Click. I'm not playing that sucker. What else do we got? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yeah, Dr. Dollar, this is Mike. Best way to get rid of hiccups is a spoon full of peanut butter. That's it.
So peanut butter. I should just walk around with peanut butter. I love peanut butter. I don't eat a lot of it because I'm worried about the calories. I've been losing weight. I don't know if any of you have noticed. Look at the radio. You see? I know. Wait a second. Let me show you the butt. See? Look at that. I know. I've been losing weight, so I haven't been. But it looks like peanut butter. That was. Most of you guys told me to eat some peanut butter. So I just have to probably walk around with peanut butter. I guess what it is with the peanut butter is you got to work it so much in your mouth before you swallow that all that work you have to do with it ends up stopping the hiccups. I don't know why peanut butter works, but that's amazing to me. All right, so let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so scientists think they figured out a way to fight high blood pressure different than what we do with the medications, okay? Now, what they did is they deactivated in rats certain nerves in the neck. Okay. Basically, what they did is they address the carotid body. Okay, we'll talk about what the carotid body. The carotid body, it's this little cluster of these chemoreceptors. Okay, it's located kind of at the bifurcation of the carotid artery, which the carotid artery is what brings blood into the brain. And there's these little carotid body that detects changes in the arterial blood, like the partial pressure of oxygen, carbon dioxide, etc. It's extremely sensitive to temperature, pH, etc. That's why when some of you guys are in SVT or something, we'll do some carotid massage, all right, to kind of help reset the heart rate. There's a lot that carotid body has control over, being a sensor, even though don't mix it up with your sinus atrial node of the heart. That's where the actual electricity originates with the heart, but it does respond to stimulus and it does trigger certain nerves and action potentials due to the nerves, the glossopharyngeal nerve, if we're going to be exact, and it's an extremely important part of our vascular system. So what's very interesting with this is what they did, researchers at Britain's Bristol University, being reported by Fox News, found that in rats with high blood pressure, if they removed nerve links between the brain and the carotid body, and remember, the carotid body is really tiny, it's like the size of like a grain of rice next to each carotid artery, the animal's blood pressure fell and remained low. Okay? Now, you know, we know that blood pressure is bad. High blood pressure causes stroke, heart attacks, kidney failure, blindness, etc. All right? And we know that there's definitely relationships. The only thing that I can't tell you right now is how much of the carotid body did they deactivate? Okay? Blocking the nerve endings and finding blood pressure drop is nice, but how do you preserve the other part of the carotid body function? Okay, see, I'm of the belief that if the body gives you something, okay, if God has something there, it's supposed to be there for a reason. That's just how I look at it. All right, so now I guess what they're going to do is they're going to now test this on humans. Okay, they're going to do a human trial to find out if this type of treatment would work. Now, where this could be very, very helpful is, okay, let's say you're already having issues with your, let's say, sensor. Okay, all right, for example, many of you, you'll outlive the doctor. Okay, you guys have pretty strong hearts, no cancer. Never got diabetes, so you're doing well. You're now 75, 80 years old, and all of a sudden, you have this blood pressure that just is sky high, and nothing works. You're on 4 different medications, and nothing works. And you're like, what the hell is this? I've kept myself healthy. I've kept myself slim. I've avoided high blood pressure for decades. I've avoided diabetes. All of a sudden, now I have this high blood pressure. I'm going to get a stroke. And I did nothing wrong. All right, something like this may be right up your alley. So, like I said, well, as we get more developments into this, we'll see. But, I mean, to think having a surgical procedure that could prevent your blood pressure, pretty damn cool stuff. As we know more, I'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So scientists are also now testing out this idea of the poly pill. Now, this isn't the first time we heard about it. I remember 10 years ago they were talking about putting a cholesterol medication, a blood pressure medication, and an aspirin all together. This isn't new. I don't think any pharmaceutical company felt like they could probably, be able to market it and you know, get the money back for all the research they put into it. But from what we understand, there is a new international study now that found that heart patients are much more likely to regularly take their aspirin, take their blood pressure medications, take their cholesterol medications if we shift this to just one single pill. Now, of course, we need your cholesterol medication, the statin drugs to lower cholesterol, the blood pressure medication to lower the blood pressure. What the aspirin does is it kind of breaks up blood clots, prevents blood clots, and it prevents clotting. All right, people say it thins the blood. That's more of a layman's way of looking at it, but in a way, yeah, you know, because you're less likely to clot. So, like, if you're taking a daily aspirin, you'll probably bleed a little bit longer, but it's because it prevents clotting. And so, you know, we usually recommend that you take a regular aspirin once a day if you are prone to heart attacks. Now, unfortunately, my father was taking an aspirin a day and still dropped dead of a heart attack. I mean, sometimes the clot is so big. But aspirin allows, if the blood is thinner and less thrombogenic, hopefully if you do have, unfortunately, if you do have any artery clogging, hopefully the blood is thin enough to kind of get through and still bring the oxygen to where it needs to. So anyway, so doctors decided to assign patients to a poly pill, which had the antiplatelet medication, a statin, and a blood pressure medication, or their normal combination of medicines. After 15 months, the number of patients using the poly pill, all right, was up to 86%, whereas 65% were sticking to their other regimen. Now, I get a little nervous with any sort of poly pill or double pill because whenever we have a side effect, if the side effect isn't very well demarcated or if I can't tell which drug did it, I have to stop the whole gosh darn thing and then do everything separately. Like, for example, with Lotril, one of my favorite medications, it has amlodipine and benazepril, two blood pressure medicines. Well, one notoriously makes your ankle swell. The other one could notoriously make you cough in that combo. So that's pretty easy to tell. If somebody has a cough on it, I know why. If somebody has ankle swelling, I know why. But with some of these other medicines, you know, if you're feeling dizzy, we have no idea what did it. But I got to tell you, I want compliance. So if you guys could be more compliant, I'm for it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also, we have an iPhone app and an Android app. They're free. Download them. If you don't get all 3 hours of The Dr. Dahlia Show, again, don't just high-five each other and pat yourself on the back and think that you're lucky. Go and download it. You need to be listening to all 3 hours, even if it's just when you work out, right, while you're doing work at home, while you're pretending to, I don't know, proofread your kids' homework, right? Stuff, it's good stuff. You'll learn a lot. All right. Mariah says, I'm afraid, doctor, of I'm allergic to blood pressure medication. My mother stopped breathing with one of them, so I don't know what to do. My blood pressure is 150 over 95. First of all, good job for checking your blood pressure. I wish I could talk to you live because I want to get some more information on you. But 150 over 95, you may not need to be medicated yet. Okay, we kind of reviewed the blood pressure cutoffs a little bit earlier in the show. We talked about how, you know, normal is below 120 over 80, below. Once you're 120 over 80 and above, you start to go into pre-hypertensive. 130 over 90 and above, now you're considered hypertension. We went through the different categories of the stage 1, stage 2. Now, at 150 over 95, I would probably want to know a little bit more. First I want to know the cuff you're using. I'd also like to know when you took it. Okay, even if we talked about white coat hypertension or you having caffeine, I still look at that number as it counts. Okay, I don't care if you just had caffeine and the blood pressure rose. Okay, because normal blood pressure, if your blood pressure is normal, then whether you have a cup of coffee, a nightmare, seeing a doctor, a mother-in-law coming into town, the blood pressure should still overall stay normal if you have normal blood pressure. So the fact that you're spiking is concerning. So my recommendation would be to bring your blood pressure cuff into the doctor and then have the doctor look at your blood pressure with both cuffs and make sure they're the same, because you're going to need to be watching your blood pressure at home. Sometimes when the blood pressure is high like that, 150 or 95, I would still consider high. I would call you hypertensive. I wouldn't call you pre. You're already in the hypertensive range. I would probably start looking at alcohol that you drink, the salt that you drink, exercise, etc. And I would probably, over the next month, put you on a regimen that has you cut back your salt, increase your exercise, watch your diet, watch your carbs, etc., cut back your alcohol, not smoke, and cut your caffeine as well. Okay? Now, if you tell me 2 days later that your blood pressure spiked up to the 160s, I would probably put you on a medicine at that point. But if you're watching your blood pressure, and then I see you back in my office 2 weeks later, and it's going down to the 140s, I'll probably tell you to keep it up. See you a couple weeks later. If it's down even more, great. Then we'll go to a month. Then we'll go to every 3 months, every 6 months. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's a chance you don't need medication. Now, let's say you do. Let's say you do check your blood pressure at home, and actually you are spiking at night to the 160s. Or you wake up in the morning at 180, and then by the time you poop and, you know, get something to eat or whatever, sometimes your blood pressure drops to the 150s. I don't know. But if you're going higher than that, yes, you may need a medication. It's extremely important to find out what could have happened to your mother and what type of blood pressure medication could have caused her to stop breathing. One of the blood pressure medicines I would be thinking of would be maybe the ACE inhibitors, like the benazepril, Zestril, lisinopril. Those types of medicines may be causing some angioedema. You know, I don't really hear a lot of that with the calcium channel blockers. The beta blockers that slow down the heart rate, they really shouldn't stop breathing. I know there was some concern in the past with beta blockers and asthma, and then they said, no, usually your asthmatics, it really won't mess with your asthmatics that much if your asthmatics are in good control. So I can't tell just by your email. But whenever you guys are in doubt about something that you took in the past or whatever, don't underutilize your pharmacies. Your pharmacies and your pharmacists are amazing. They're one of the most undercredited specialists out there. And these pharmacists have records of the drugs. Now, I don't know how long they keep the records, but if your mom had a reaction 2 years ago, the pharmacy probably has in their database the medicines that they had sold to her. The doctor should also have their records for at least 5 years. Okay? I always recommend that people keep their expired bottles of medication. Don't keep the pills. We told you how to get rid of the pills, throw it in some cat litter. When you throw the bottle away, you could rip off the label so nobody can get your personal information, etc., off of it. But don't flush the pills down the toilet. Don't just throw pills in the garbage, because dogs and stray cats outside in the neighborhood could eat it. So you throw it in some cat litter. We talked about that. But what I recommend is, let's say you're on a blood pressure medicine for years, just keep one of the bottles. Okay, have like a little cabinet. You could put a little post-it note, and you could put on that post-it note, I've been on since this date. Okay? And then if the medicine ever needs to change, then put the end date. I stopped it September 2013. All right, because that's extremely important. I can't stand it when people come in saying, I don't know, I was on a medicine a few years ago. Go ask my previous doctor, right? And then it takes forever for me to get the doctor's records if they even have them. And then, they're like, but I want to be on that prior medicine. Well, what do? We then call the pharmacist. And luckily the pharmacist has it. But, you know, keep one of your expired bottles of any of your medicines. It's easy to do, and it helps us out a lot. Now, if your mom had the allergic reaction decades ago, then I would probably venture to say that some of the newer agents may then be a possibility for you to try. Because if your mom reacted to a medication that was older, and then new classes have been made since then, that doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be cross-reactivity, okay? And with any type of medication, you know, there's lots of different ways to do it. If you have to take a medication and you think you're going to react to it and you're scared to death, let's say, okay, I mean, your doctor can actually put you even in as an inpatient. Okay? And I know for a blood pressure of 150 over 95, that's kind of, I understand that that's kind of frustrating. I get that. But think about it. I mean, if you have to be treated and you can't, and you are freaked out, and I don't blame you. I don't blame you for being freaked out. You know, there's a way where they could enroll you, or not enroll you, they admit you. They could even have, like, a standing order for steroids, God forbid. You're being watched. You take the medicine, and then you see what happens. So it's something where you don't have to be as scared. We had a patient who had syphilis, and he had tertiary syphilis when I was in UCLA, and he was allergic to penicillin. But penicillin was the only treatment that they could treat him with. So they treated him with penicillin, but they gave him steroids. And he got through it fine. He didn't react at all. And he was in the ICU, so they watched him closely. So let's quickly review in this hour your blood pressures. Remember, pre-hypertension, your systolic, that bottom number, you know, the heart beating number, the beating pressure, we call it, versus the filling pressure, okay, between the beats, the bottom number, we want you less than 120 over 80. I want you 120 over 70 if possible. Your pre-hypertensive, if you're anywhere between 120 to 139 or 80 to 89, so a blood pressure of 135 over 85, that's pre-hypertension. Now, we consider it high blood pressure once you're 140 over 90. 140 over 90 to maybe 159 over 99, that's considered high blood pressure stage 1. Above 160 over 100, stage 2, you're getting a medication as far as I'm concerned in my book. And then hypertensive crisis or hypertensive urgency over 180 over 110. And then there's hypertensive emergency after that. So, you know, that 150 number is still concerning. Still considered high blood pressure. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Take me down to the little white church.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.